Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. We do have Carl Gardner with us. Carl was the chief engineer. Carl, as we've talked about many, many times over the years, of the Greers Ferry Lake Dam. And you were here when it began, and you are still here taking care of that dam 42 years later after 1970, let's say. Yeah. 1970 is when you started the Greers Ferry Lake cleanup and Little Red River cleanup. And that's going on tomorrow, Saturday. And folks need to grab a garbage bag and head on out. Let's talk about it for a moment, how this came about.
I was not the resident engineer of construction. I was chief of the engineering division. Then after the dam was built, I was the resident engineer on operations and maintenance for 34 years. Developed the parks and started a lot of things. Got the visitor center and a whole bunch of other things. The cleanup started, you know, after the lake was filled, people used the lake and he'd go out there on the lake and he'd see cans floating and papers and everything. And so somebody from Little Rock sent me a clipping of a and the Democrat said, a volunteer is cleaning up a 5,000-acre lake in New York. I said, we're going to clean up the Greers Ferry Lake. They said, you can't clean up a 40,000-acre of volunteers. I said, yes, we can. So we tried the first year in November, and it sleeted and snowed. We had a few people, but we saw we could do it. When we first started, we had little picnics at about four different places on the lake, and then we decided, well, we wanted some entertainment and everything. So then we built this big stage there at the Narrows Park, and he's got to invite everybody to that and start to have entertainers. And after that, we had Grandpa Jones, Louise Mandrell one year at Lyon College Pipes and Drums. At Hardy University comes every year with a choir and a lot of others. So he got to where we built up to where we had about 3,000 people with 100 party barges carried. Everybody would clean up the whole lake in 5 hours and had a big fish fry. We had catfish. One year we cooked 1,900 pounds of catfish and fed 3,000 people. All by volunteers, the fish was cooked and everything, volunteers.
And that's what's going on. Starting tomorrow, folks, at 7 o'clock, just head to one of the marinas, grab a garbage bag, and you encourage folks, if they do have a pontoon boat, to get on it and help.
Probably, if we have a good turnout, we'll have a shortage of barges. So it'd be nice if you have a barge on the lake, maybe bring your family and be there and take some others with you. One year we had 1,200 scouts here. Now, of course, they won't have any boats. We won't have that many probably this year, but it'd be kind of bad for people to show up and not be able to get out on the lake.
And then also you've mentioned that this has become a national cleanup day as well.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If folks can't get to the lake and they're hearing this, they can do their part by just cleaning up their neighborhood.
Yes. A lot of us live around the lake. I live around the lake myself, down there in your park. And every so often I could take a bag and get down there and clean up. When we first started to clean up here, I'd get a big plastic bag full of stuff. I go down there now and I carry it all in my hands. People are doing a lot better since it's cleaned up. But if we don't keep that going and keep it publicized, people are not going to realize we're trying to keep this lake clean.
Okay, and then one thing we got to mention is when they're done cleaning up, there is a big barbecue, free entertainment, free food. Mm-hmm. It's all free. And tell them where they need to meet.
Yeah, they need to be at the Narrows Park. A big picnic stage chair built up just for that. They have chairs out there to sit in and they have Coca-Cola furnished a drink, so it'll be a nice time. We're going to have three or four groups of entertainers out there, so it'll be a nice time to have a good picnic. And you see a lot of people, too, you visit with.
Carl, as always, appreciate you taking time and talking with me, and I know we're going to be doing some radio drops tomorrow, some remotes around the lake, so folks need to tune in the morning time and come out for some great food and great entertainment at the Narrows Park. Yeah. Starting around 11, between 11 and 12, they start feeding everybody.
Yes. One thing that always reminds me is if we don't keep the place clean now and set a precedent, future generations are not going to enjoy what we enjoy. And I want my grandkids to enjoy what I enjoy.
Well said. Thanks for taking time and talking with us, Carl.
Thank you.